This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Utopia Media Voting News. We're about to speak to Lieutenant Colonel Ellen Krenke, who's a spokesperson for the Department of Defense. Welcome to Utopia Media Voting News.
Thank you, sir.
What we're going to talk about is the Missouri voting system. Tell us what you can about what's been set up between the Pentagon and Missouri to allow overseas troops to vote using the Internet.
There are two states, Missouri and North Dakota, that have decided to allow their overseas citizens to take advantage of the electronic transmission service.
Is that both military and civilian?
Missouri is just allowing their military personnel, but North Dakota is allowing both their military and civilian personnel to
use
the system.
Okay, and is the Pentagon in charge of it for both the military and civilian people?
The Federal Voting Assistance Program provides information to both groups.
Okay, so could you explain what you agreed to and how it works?
The states are allowing their overseas citizens to receive absentee ballots via the electronic transmission service. That's via a fax. And they're also allowing these citizens to return their completed ballots through the electronic transmission service.
Now, do they receive them only by fax, or do they receive them by fax and or Internet?
They receive them only by fax.
And how are they notifying the states that they are overseas and that they want to get involved in this?
They can request a ballot through the electronic transmission service by sending them a federal postcard application.
Right.
Or they could contact their local election official directly and ask that it be sent through the electronic transmission service or be sent to them via...
This electronic transmission service you're talking about, is that another name for the Internet?
No, it is not.
What is it exactly?
The electronic transmission service is uses a... an off-the-shelf software to scan documents and basically convert them into faxes.
Oh, how's that different than a fax machine? Fax machine scans documents and makes them into faxes.
It's not much different.
Oh, okay.
Basically, electronic transmission service is providing several 1-800 numbers that the local election officials and the overseas citizens can use. To make sure that people don't have to pay to vote.
Right. Okay. So let's first give me some numbers if you know them, and then let's talk about how a typical person doing this would do it. How many people have been involved so far? How many you expect will be?
I don't have those numbers.
Tens, hundreds, thousands?
I don't know, sir. It depends on how many citizens Missouri has stationed overseas or deployed overseas right now and how many North Dakota has overseas.
Okay. And so let's say someone is in the field in Iraq and they're from Missouri and they want to do this. What would they typically do to get involved?
They will contact their voting assistance officer in their unit,
right,
who will provide them with a federal postcard application or allow them access to, or give them access to the Federal Voting Assistance Program website where they can get a postcard application.
And is it a virtual application or a piece of paper?
They print it out. They download it.
Okay.
And then they can fill it out.
Right.
And then they fax it back to their local election official.
Right.
Via the electronic transmission service.
All right. And then that puts them on the list of people eligible to do this.
Yes, sir. Once the local election official certifies that they're... registered in that county,
right,
and compares some signatures and home addresses, and determines that they're eligible, then they will send the ballot to them.
And they'll send it by way of the electronic transmission system.
Correct.
And so then the soldier gets a piece of paper or a video screen, or what do they get?
They get a piece of paper. Yes.
Okay, which is a facsimile of the ballot.
Exactly.
Which then they fill out with a pen or a pencil or something, right?
Right.
And then they take it back to their local voting officer?
Right.
And then what happens to it there?
That's where they can, again, fax it back to Missouri or North Dakota.
Okay. Now, from the article I read here, apparently it comes to the Defense Department in the states, and the Defense Department then faxes it back to Missouri, or does it go directly to Missouri?
Our contractor, Omega Technologies, is running this electronic transmission service.
Okay.
The person will put, the fax is sent by the soldier or airman or sailor,
right,
it goes through the system. The person at Omega Technologies will pull it up on a screen.
Right.
They'll look at the cover sheet and see where this ballot needs to go,
right,
to which local election official, and they will send that PDF or that fax through the system to the local election official.
Does the person at Omega Technology have access to the content of the ballot?
Yes.
And have you given them any special instructions to avert their eyes or forget what they see or what?
When they pull up the package on the screen, they will only see the cover sheet.
Right.
And that should have all the information they need to send it to the local election official.
Ah.
But if for some reason they can't read, you know, who that local election official is, they may need to open the ballot to see, you know, where it needs to go, and then they'll send it on.
So essentially it's a multi-page PDF file,
yes,
the first page of which has the routing information,
exactly,
and the subsequent pages of which have the content of the voting, so it isn't really, so that the transmission officer there at Omega Technology can see where it needs to go on the basis of the first page and never has to look at the pages that have the voting content.
Correct.
Is that right? Okay. Has this been widely hailed within the DOD as a good solution, or is it getting a lot of criticism, or what kind of reaction has this program gotten?
Well, our first preference is that people use the U.S. mail.
Right.
That would ensure their privacy, and you know, which is what voting is all about. But our second preference would be that they fax their ballot directly to the local election official if they can.
Okay.
If they if they're able to, but if they can't do either of those two things, then we believe the electronic transmission service is a viable option.
There was a big press conference about three and a half months ago with Deputy Secretary Abel.
Yes, sir.
With the Post Office Department, also had a person there, mm-hmm, saying that the Defense Department was going to make extra special efforts to make sure that absentee ballots were delivered and returned in the most expeditious way possible. How's that program going?
It's going very well. The U.S. Mail Service is handling ballots as express mail, and they're sent out on that first boat, on that first train, to the gateways. And once it reaches the states, then they're sent, you know, via the regular mail service. Now, during the last week in October, these ballots will be expressed overnight to within the states. So just to make sure that they reach their destination on time, the mail service is doing that for these ballots.
So you're saying essentially that the Pentagon has in place a system to expedite the sort of normal delivery of absentee ballots, but that this program that Missouri and North Dakota have are kind of sort of a last-ditch opportunity for people who are having trouble using that other system.
Yes, sir. It's in place for the states, like I said, who knew that they'd be getting their ballots out late,
right,
and who just wanted to make sure that their citizens had the right to, or had the chance to exercise their right to vote.
Okay, now all this is, in a sense, an alternative to the ill-fated SERV program. Do you know anything about that, or how that figures into the Defense Department's calculations of helping overseas military personnel vote?
The Internet program that they were researching earlier this
exactly
year.
Exactly, yes, mm-hmm, that one. Yes. That was canceled pretty abruptly,
right,
at the end of January.
Correct.
Do you know anything about the fact that the 2005 Defense Authorization Bill, as it came back from the Conference Committee and is about to go to the President for signature, contains a provision saying that the Election Assistance Commission needs to approve a system of for standards for remote Internet voting before the Defense Department can proceed with a SERV or program like it?
Okay.
Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Okay, maybe on our next conversation, I'd like to find out what the Pentagon's thinking is about that, and whether it's willing or planning on supporting that effort at the Election Assistance Commission.
Well, Internet voting is certainly something that will probably be looked into before the next election.
The Pentagon is pretty, despite the problems with SERV, is still enthusiastic about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's still supportive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, I think that's it. Any last thing you want to say to either just general people or people who might get involved in this program about whether and how they ought to get involved?
Just to all military and civilian personnel overseas or who are away from their home of record, if they have need any information, please visit the Federal Voting Assistance Program website and or contact your voting assistance officer.
Military personnel within stateside, within Missouri, use the system to vote?
No, this is just for those located in combat zones.
In particular, Afghanistan and Iraq only. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks very much for your time.
Okay, sir.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.